second stage tanks now pressurized. 35 seconds and counting. We are still go.
This is Open Line with Charlie Stone, a communication between citizens to further the advancement of knowledge.
25 seconds.
Your participation is required.
15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
Phone lock
12,
in 7
11,
seconds.
10, 9. Ignition sequence start.
Phone lock
6,
is complete.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're all set to go.
Our lines are open.
So we'll just get right into it.
Listen to this, homies.
Open Line with Charlie Stone.
We'd like to remind you folks calling in to, well, keep your questions within the boundaries of good taste.
Would you rub something so I can smell it the rest of the day?
You know, just because I have a lovely lady in the studio this morning.
You knew that was coming, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You didn't have to start pulling out creepy stuff. I am a Renaissance man. Yes, I am. And I am not joking. I have a lovely lady, newly engaged.
She's just telling you that.
Anyway, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you very much.
The very lucky man.
Thank you.
And I've already given him some great wedding instructions.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It was good wedding instructions, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. It certainly was. Take it to heart.
Did you bring up the divorce lawyer thing?
No, I've got a one sheet on that. Later on, I'll give her. So, but anyway, Sarah Gotch, am I pronouncing it right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Sarah's going to be a new member of the Open Line family of advertisers, and you have opened up your own company.
Yes.
Called Gnarly Pepper.
Yes, yeah. So Gnarly Pepper is a custom spice blend company, and we pair our products with plain Greek yogurt, so it's your healthier base option. Then your cream cheese and sour cream and mayonnaise bases.
Mm-hmm.
And I even took mayonnaise a step further and have a formulation that replaces the mayonnaise flavoring in your tuna salads, chicken salads, and saves you about 1,200 calories per cup.
And you have brought some examples with
you.
And may I begin while we talk?
Yes, please do.
All right.
Yep, got you the...
What do you got first?
Well, she actually brought some of the same crisps I get.
Oh, very good.
These are marvelous. I forget the name of them, but they're marvelous.
34-degree.
34-degree. Right there. You need to try them. Okay, I'm going to start out here with the veggie.
The veggie, yes.
Okay.
It's got a nice dill flavor to it. And again, at the store, most of the onion and veggie dip blends are sour cream based. So when you're using the Greek yogurt, you're saving about 330 calories per cup.
That
so you can eat more.
That is good. And you know, when you hear these kind of things, you go, oh, the guy's just putting it on, you know, because it's the client and all that. Mm-mm. That was very good. You're right about the dill.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm, I love dill. Okay. Now, you don't have a brick-and-mortar store.
I do not. I do have a lot of different outlets. I'm in about 22 stores throughout the Siouxland area, reaching up to Sioux Falls area and their Hy-Vees. Mm-hmm. Yankton, South Dakota, Akron. I'm at Corkett and Lamar's, and I just got in Pack and Save in Wayne. And then here locally, of course, at some Hy-Vees and Sioux City Gifts.
Have you noticed I don't double dip?
Yes. Thank you for doing that.
See, I'm not a double
dipper. Jeff has to have his yet.
Yeah. Now I'm jumping into the BLT.
Yeah, that's got the chopped sun-dried tomatoes, bacon bits, a little feta cheese, and then it has the like mayo blend in there. So it's also great for a sandwich spread, even if you don't want to dip cracker.
So if I wanted to make this at home, I can get the bag of BLT?
You get the mayonnaise mix. So that is the unfortunate thing with the mayonnaise. You do have to kind of look on the line online and check out the recipes to formulate what you want. But the mayonnaise flavoring is your punch to save you on the flavor.
Now I'm eating onion. Again, wonderful. Out of this world.
Yeah, that's a very traditional French onion.
So how does this work again? I buy the packaged spices.
Yeah. So it's a dry good, so it's got a long shelf life. And you just use a teaspoon of the dry mix in the pouch, and then you buy your plain Greek yogurt, whether it be full fat or non-fat, and you mix a teaspoon for a quarter cup. So you get about 20 uses out of the pouch currently.
So how do you make the BLT?
You mix the Greek yogurt with the like mayo blend, so you're using your teaspoon to quarter cup portion of however much you want. And then throw in the bacon bits, chop up the sun-dried tomatoes, toss those in, and whatever cheese you prefer.
Mmm. I like the way you did it.
That's the feta. It's very good.
Mmm. You don't know what you're missing here, buddy boy.
I'm checking out her website. It's a very nice website.
I like your name, too. Gnarly Pepper.
Yeah,
where did that come
you.
From?
Well, I wanted something that has the spice involved with it. And there's a company called Mellow Mushroom. They're a pizza joint. They have burgers and stuff, too. So I kind of wanted this urban, hippie kind of feel with my name. So that's where I got Gnarly.
Oh, I just broke my crisp.
You can keep that the rest of the day.
She doesn't want it back.
Here, can I exchange this?
Have you spilled yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I've got to tell you. You got, is that recipe for the BLT on your site?
That one right there is not. So I'll get that up today.
Get
how about for your listeners?
Get that up. That is because I love feta anyway.
Okay, wonderful. I'll get that up today for sure.
So if somebody, which I know they're interested, I'm telling you folks, this is wonderful stuff. It really is far out flavor, and all you do is mix it with Greek yogurt. And welcome, first of all, welcome to the family.
Thank you.
And you could, again, go to Hy-Vee.
Yep, Hy-Vee, different specialty shops. If you go to my site and go to the shop portion, and my website's just gnarlypepper.com, I have my purchase locations under the shop button. And then also I'll be at the farmer's market this Saturday.
Oh, you forgot about that.
Before Saturday in the park, for sure. Joss Stone already picked her pouch up, so...
Really?
No, she didn't.
Oh.
I hope she does.
That was good. I like you. You're good. What's in the silver lid there? What's that?
Oh, that's just the mayonnaise plain. Mm. So if people don't want to try the mayonnaise mixed in with something and they're skeptical of the flavor, I do keep it on hand plain to make sure that they like the flavor just on its own as a sandwich spread.
So this like mayo is a spice blend in here?
Yep.
That's in this packet?
Yep. That package contains the ingredients that mayonnaise traditionally has. And then it's just powder form, so it lasts longer.
Sure.
And the whole premise, too, is to keep the plain Greek yogurt in your fridge and then mix and use whenever you want. You can add as much or little flavor as you want, so you're not stuck to a certain product.
So you can do the Greek yogurt and put the like mayo in it and use it as a mayonnaise.
Correct.
Or you can get like the onion dip or any of the others.
Yeah, and there's other uses for the blends as well. Mm. On top of hamburger, pot roast, scrambled eggs, all kinds of stuff.
I'm going to get some of this. I really, really am.
Awesome.
Sarah... You really have come up with a good product.
Thank you.
And I invite cordially people to go to, what is it, gnarlypepper.com?
Yeah.
And that gnarly is G-N-A-R-L-Y, gnarlypepper.com. And really, you can find out anything you need to know on that website, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And with the holiday coming up, 4th of July, summer salads, pasta salads, all kinds of dips and everything. I highly recommend using it with the Greek yogurt. You can indulge a little more and not feel so guilty about it.
And you are the one that came up with all this stuff.
Yep, it's my formulation. I do have a co-packer packaging the product, but it's...
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, and if you see me Saturday at the farmer's market and you say, Sarah sent me, I'll have a deal for you with a 3 for $30.
There you go. There you go. So if you're at the farmer's market this Saturday, mention that, hey, I heard you on the open line or heard you with Charlie and Jeff or anything to indicate that where they heard you.
Right.
You'll give them a what deal?
A 3 for $30. So
okay.
Three pouches for 30.
All right. This sounds great. I'm telling you, it's just fantastic. And I want to thank you for coming in, and we'll join you on the phone throughout the next few weeks here.
That sounds great.
Thank you, Sarah Gotch. It is the Gnarly Pepper.
The talk of Siouxland, AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ.